From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the first Chibok schoolgirl to be rescued is being debriefed by authorities. Amina Ali was among nearly 300 girls abducted by Boko Haram militants in a mass kidnapping at the school 2 years ago. Details of her rescue from a village near the town of Damboa remain unclear, but an army spokesman says the girl was found with a suspected militant. A vigilante group is taking credit for the rescue. The head of the U.S. Africa Command, General David Rodriguez, says the U.S. military is prepared to support a train and equip mission in Libya. He said a mission to help fight Islamic State militants in Libya is possible when the Libyan government is ready for it. A joint communique issued after international talks Monday in Vienna signaled that international powers, including the U.S., are set to provide arms and support to the Libyan government to fight the Islamic State group. Libya is currently under a U.N. arms embargo. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck the coast of Ecuador Wednesday, just hours after another quake struck the same area. The U.S. Geological Survey said most of the recent quakes was 24 kilometers in depth and north of the city of Rosa Zarate. While no damage was reported, power outages have been noted. The U.S. government's top intelligence official says he's seen indications of foreign hackers attempting to spy on the U.S. presidential candidates. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said as the campaigns intensify, there will probably be more hacking attempts. This is VOA News. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he is open to talking with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in order to try to halt the country's nuclear program.
I would speak to him. I would have no problem speaking to him. At the same time, I would put a lot of pressure on China because economically we have tremendous power over China.
Trump was interviewed Tuesday by Reuters. Rescue workers in three Sri Lankan villages are digging through mud and debris trying to find victims of huge landslides. At least 37 people are dead. Dozens of people are reported missing and are feared to have been buried alive. Flooding triggered by torrential rains caused the landslides. A U.S. airstrike has killed what are called two high-value individuals in an attack on the Islamic State building in Iraq. Baghdad-based military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday the May 13th strike killed Abu Hamza and Abu Safiya, as well as a third militant. Warren said Abu Hamza planned and conducted attacks against Americans during the war in Iraq that ended in 2011. He said Abu Hamza was also responsible for coordinating Islamic State fighters, reinforcements, and finances in Iraq. Abu Saifa is blamed for staging chemical weapons attacks in Iraq's Euphrates River Valley. Myanmar State Councilor and Foreign Minister Aung San Suu Kyi says the Obama administration's decision to continue certain sanctions on Myanmar will not harm the country. On Tuesday, the Obama administration further eased financial sanctions on Myanmar to support the nation's political reforms and economic growth and to facilitate U.S. trade with the country. But the U.S. also extended other sanctions in an effort to end human rights abuses and military trade with North Korea. Afghanistan is downgrading its representation to the international group trying to arrange peace talks with the Taliban. The action is a show of anger at Pakistan. Afghanistan says Pakistan needs to honor its commitment to take action against militant groups operating from Pakistan. The groups include the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network that Afghanistan and the United States say operate out of Pakistan to launch attacks in Afghanistan. Japanese automaker Mitsubishi's president is stepping down after controversy erupted last month over a mileage cheating scandal. Tetsuro Aikawa appeared with Mitsubishi chairman Osamu Masuko on Wednesday to announce his departure from the company, taking responsibility for the scandal. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.